death has a revelatory quality. That is, we cannot understand a person's history, character, or impact until they have died. Their disappearance gives us the space, the freedom that we need to evaluate them. And it was the same for Jesus. His life, words, and actions only began to make sense in the moment of the crucifixion, and perhaps all the more so after his ascension, his return to the Father, and final disappearance from the field of human activity, which we will commemorate next Sunday. Knowing it was so, Christ prepared his disciples for this moment. Our gospel passage today is often referred to as Jesus' farewell discourse. It takes place in the upper room where Jesus has shared his final meal with his disciples and has washed their feet. Judas, his betrayer, has been cast out. Jesus is alone with his friends, and he says to them, "Soon the world will no longer see me, but I will not leave you orphans. My Father will give you another advocate. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." This simple farewell is one of the most startling claims in the New Testament. It is startling because, as death tends to do, it reveals the nature of Christ's mission. It reveals the character of God himself. Jesus came into the world not merely to free us from sin, or teach us how to love, or any of the other reasons we so readily and uncritically give when asked about him. He did accomplish all of those wonderful things, but they were not his purpose. His purpose, as revealed in this farewell, was to make us God. Jesus descended from the Father so that he might raise us up into the life of the Trinity itself, so that he might elevate us by grace to equality with God. In the life of the Trinity, the one God who eternally exists as three persons, the Holy Spirit is the personification of the love shared between the Father and the Son. And I mean personification in its truest sense. The love shared between the Father and the Son is so perfect, so profoundly complete, that it is a person, because a person is the highest possible expression of love. So when Christ says to us, "My Father will send the Spirit, and I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you," he is describing to us the life of the Trinity. He is saying that just as the Holy Spirit is the personified love shared between the Father and the Son, so will we be. We will be recreated and made partakers of the divine nature itself. That is, we are not simply to learn to love one another, we are to be made of love. Love is to constitute our very nature. We are no longer to be mere humans, but by God's grace, we are his love. We are the gift which the Father offers to the Son, and the Son returns to the Father perfected and recreated. Which is to say that human life is so precious that it is the only gift the transcendently perfect God finds to be worthy of himself. That means that human life, from the moment of its conception until eternity, intrinsically possesses an infinite value, an infinite dignity. No sin, no choice, no circumstance can efface the value of a human life. We are the gift of God, and by grace, we have even been called to be as God himself. So let us never forget our dignity, and most especially let us never forget the dignity of others, but let us treat all people as they truly are, gifts worthy of God.